由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us today.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，很高兴你们收听我们今天的节目。
Let me remind you that we have begun a series of messages entitled Freedom from Fear.
让我提一提大家，我们这个节目《天路导向》呢，正是开始了一个新的系列信息。这个系列信息的专题呢，是叫做脱离恐惧的自由。
When I left you the last time, I promised you that I will tell you how to live a life that is free from fear.
在上集节目结束的时候呢，我答应过你是会告诉你怎样去过一个无惧的生活。
The word of God is filled with fear not.
神的话语呢，时时都会说不要惧怕的。
If you get a lexicon or a dictionary and you look it up,
如果你有字典又或者是词典，你可以呢是查一查。
You find that the Bible is filled with fear not.
你就会发现圣经里面呢是充满了不要惧怕这样的字眼的。
Why?
为什么圣经里面是充满了不要惧怕这些字眼呢？
Because God knew that when sin did its total job in the Garden of Eden,
因为神知道自从罪恶在伊甸园里面彻底这样发挥了作用之后，
Every one of us finds some type of fear that is haunting us.
每个人都会发现自己呢是被某一种的恐惧呢是缠绕住的。
God knew that sin displaced fear of God with fear of people.
神知道罪使到人不再敬畏神，而是呢畏惧人的。
Sin changed the question from what would God say to what will people say.
罪将问题由神怎样讲变做人会怎样讲呢？
God knew that sin inverted good, healthy fear into irrational fear.
神知道罪将正面而健康的敬畏变成了非理性的恐惧。
Let me tell you a story about irrational fear.
让我呢来讲一讲一个有关于非理性恐惧的故事
啊。I read about Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president of the United States.
我读过是有关于美国第26任总统罗斯福的传记。
When he was a child,
当他还是一个小孩子的时候，
He was terrified of going to church alone.
他呢是很害怕一个人呢去教会的。
He would cry and refuse to step foot inside the church.
他呢会在那里哭又在那里大声叫，不愿意呢是走入教会里面。
Finally, when his mother tried to get to the bottom of the problem,
最后呢他妈妈呢就试图去找出问题究竟是出在哪里呢。
She discovered that he was terrified of something called zeal.
他就发现呢他的仔原来是很害怕一样东西，这样东西呢就是被称为焦急的。
Theodore said,
罗斯福呢就说了，
Zeal will eat me in the house of God.
他说焦急的心会在神的殿里面吞吃我的。
He said he heard the minister read about this one Sunday.
他说在他的其中一次参与的主日崇拜里面，他听到牧师讲过这样的说话。
His mother went back to the Bible and began to read the passage from the Bible.
那罗斯福的妈妈呢，他就翻开圣经，就开始读这一段的经文了。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 17.
这段经文是出自哪一度的呢？这段经文呢，是出自约翰福音的2:17的。
And from that moment on, he experienced traumatic fears about going to church alone.
当罗斯福听到牧师讲过这一段的经文之后呢，由那段时开始，他就很恐惧要独自一个人去教会那里了。
After Jesus cleansed the temple and threw out the tradesmen outside of it.
嗰度话耶稣洁净咗圣殿，并且将嗰啲做买卖嘅人赶出去之后，
Jesus said,
耶稣就话啦，
And his disciples remembered that it was written,
而佢嘅门徒呢亦都諗起经上面呢都係咁样记载嘅，
Zeal of your house has eaten me up.
嗰度话我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
So young Roosevelt thought, if he went to the house of God alone, zeal will eat him up.
所以年幼嘅罗斯福咧就谂，如果佢单独去到圣殿，咁焦急咧呢样嘢咧就会将佢吞灭噶啦。
While this may be an irrational fear in the life of a child,
没错，对于一个小孩子来讲，这个可能呢是一种非理性的恐惧。
I want to tell you that there are irrational fears among adults too.
但是其实在大人里面也都有同样的这一种非理性的恐惧。
We don't all necessarily have the same type of fear.
我们不一定是有同样类型的恐惧。
There are some who fear rejection.
有些人是很害怕被人拒绝。
So what do they do?
那于是他们就怎样做呢？
Either isolate themselves or try to manipulate people in order to get a sense of acceptance.
他们呢，一是就孤立自己，一是呢就试图去操控人哋，使到自己呢是有被接纳嘅感觉。
There are those who fear loss of fortune.
有啲人呢就好驚呢会係失去咗佢哋嘅财富。
Or loss of prestige.
有啲人呢就好驚会失去咗佢哋嘅声望。
Or loss of position.
有啲人就好驚会失去佢哋嘅地位。
So they bury themselves, accumulating more and more and more.
于是乎呢，他们就将自己是陷入一些的深渊里面。是什么深渊呢？就是积聚财富的深渊，积聚声望的深渊，积聚地位的深渊，越陷越深了。
Thinking that more will give them the security that they are craving for.
并且认为呢，这些的方法是将会呢令到他们得到自己想要的安全感。
There are some who fear aging and illness.
有些人很害怕呢是会年老或者呢是会病。
So they become obsessed with their health.
结果呢他们就因为健康的问题呢是不断呢产生很多的困扰。
There are some who fear failure.
有些人很害怕呢是去面对失败的。
So they give up attempting to do anything new.
所以他们就放弃了尝试任何新事物的机会了。
Or to be receptive to new ideas.
亦都是放弃了是接受新的想法。
They're afraid to fail.
他们很怕失败。
There are some who even fear success.
有些人甚至是很怕成功的。
Fear of success is related to fear of failure.
怕成功和怕失败呢其实是有关联的。
It is like the person who gets promoted beyond his level of competence.
就好像一个能够得到升迁的人，他很怕自己的能力不足。
So he lives his life fearing that he's going to fail at his job.
所以呢他总是很怕在工作里面是失败的。
And that he will be humiliated and shown for what he thinks he really is.
亦都很怕呢他会暴露了自己的短处被人羞辱。
So he lives in terror of success.
所以他呢就生活在对成功呢充满了恐惧这个的情况里面了。
fact, I'm going to tell you something you may never heard before.
事实上，我想话俾你知一啲你从来冇听过嘅事。
Both Moses and Gideon in the Old Testament lived their lives in fear of success.
喺旧约里边，摩西同埋基甸呢，都系生活喺对成功充满恐惧嘅状况里边嘅。
Then there are people who live in fear of death.
亦都有唔少人呢，系好惊死亡。
They cannot enjoy life and live it to its fullest because they are afraid of dying.
呢啲人呢，佢哋冇办法去享受生命，过一个充实嘅人生，因为呢，佢哋好惧怕死亡。
Yet death is the only thing you can be sure of.
但系死亡系唯一你可以确定，并且呢，系必然会发生嘅事嚟嘅。
If you have a Bible, turn to Isaiah 43.
如果你手头上系有本圣经，请你翻到旧约圣经嘅以赛亚书43章啊。
In Isaiah 43, I want to tell you what God is saying about fear.
喺以赛亚书嘅43章，让我咧系话俾你知，神系点样去讲明恐惧究竟系啲乜嘢嚟嘅咧
？I want to put it in a historical context first.
我想先将呢样嘢咧系放喺一个嘅历史嘅背景底下。
Isaiah was waiting on the Lord in a time of severe testing for the people of God.
以赛亚先知喺等候上主旨意嘅时候咧，上帝嘅选民正系置身喺一个好严峻嘅考验里边。
They were going through a time of scattering and devastation.
佢哋咧正系经历紧一个系被驱散，一种咧系好悲惨嘅咁样嘅一段嘅时期。
They were going through a time of losing their security.
佢哋当时咧正系度过一段失去咗平安嘅日子。
They were losing their familiar surroundings.
佢哋正系喺度丧失紧自己所熟悉嘅环境。
And losing their loved ones.
佢哋并且咧系失去佢哋所爱嘅人。
They were going through a time of confusion and fear.
佢哋当时咧正系经历紧一个好迷惑、好恐惧嘅时期。
And God sent them a word of comfort.
而上帝咧就为佢哋带嚟咗安慰嘅话语啦。
And the word of comfort was this.
而呢啲安慰嘅话语咧，就系喺以下呢一段嘅经文里边嘅。
Isaiah 43 verses 1 and 2.
呢段经文咧系出自以赛亚书嘅43章一至到二节嘅。
Fear not.
嗰度话你不要害怕。
I have redeemed you.
因为我救赎了你。
I have summoned you by name.
我曾提你的名召你。
You are mine.
你是属我的。
When you pass through the waters,
你从水中经过。
I will be with you.
我必与你同在。
When you pass through the rivers,
你趟过江河。
They will not sweep over you.
水必不漫过你。
When you walk through the fire,
你从火中行过。
You will not be burned.
必不被烧。
The flames will not set you ablaze.
火焰也必不着在你身上。
What is God saying here?
在这里神所讲的说话究竟是什么意思呢？
He is saying that when you find yourself going through deep waters,
他是说当你发现自己正是陷在深水里面的时候，
You don't have to panic.
你是不需要惊慌的。
You don't have to be terrified.
你亦都唔需要害怕。
Why? Because God is going to see to it that you will not drown.
点解咁讲呢？系因为神系会看顾你，唔会俾你系浸死嘅。
God is saying that when you are going through a fiery furnace,
神话当你系经过烈火嘅时候
，Don't ever be frightened.
你唔需要害怕。
Don't keep tossing and turning and spending many sleepless nights.
你呢亦都唔需要辗转反侧，好似呢成晚都瞓唔着咁样。
Why?
点解咁样讲呢？
Because God is going to see to it that you will not burn.
因为神将会看顾你，唔会俾你咧系被火烧着嘅。
Walking with God is not going to exempt you from passing through overwhelming rushing waters of the mighty floods.
所谓与神同行啊，并唔代表让你咧系免除咗急流啊、洪水啊呢啲嘅灾祸。
Walking with God is not going to exempt you from going through the fires of life.
所谓与神同行，亦都并唔系咧让你免除咗经历生命里边嘅烈火嘅考验。
In fact, it is only when you go through the raging rivers.
事实上，只有咧系喺你经过呢个嘅汹涌嘅急流嘅时候
，that you can really experience His presence like never before.
你先至可以咧系前所未有咁样去经历神嘅同在。
The difference between the world's counsel and God's counsel is this.
属世嘅观点同属灵嘅观点唔同嘅地方咧，系喺
The world tells you to tough it out.
啲世人咧就会话俾你听，坚持落去，熬出头嚟啊。
God tells you to look up.
而神咧就话俾你听，要抬头仰望神。
The world tells you grit your teeth.
世界上的人就会告诉你要咬紧牙关靠自己。
But God tells you that His everlasting arms are underneath.
而神呢就告诉你他有力的膀臂永远都托住你。
The world tells you put your chin up.
世人呢是会告诉你扬起你的下巴力争上游啊。
But God tells you I am lifting you up.
神却是告诉你听，我来是将你举起的。
The world tells you that tough times don't last, but tough people do.
世人告诉你听，艰苦是不会持久的，但是坚强的人呢，可以支撑下去。
But God tells you that you shall endure forever because He is your sustainer.
而神呢，就告诉你听，你要恒久忍耐。因为他是你的支持者。
He is your defender.
他是你的保护者。
He is your shield and your buckler both now and forever.
无论是现在定抑或是永恒，他都是你的避难所。
You notice that the Bible does not say that when you are going through the rushing waters, there will be a bridge or a boat or a tunnel for you to escape.
你留意到圣经并没有说当你经过急流的时候，将会有一座桥，或者是一只船，或者一条隧道，可以让你脱身。
The Bible does not say that when you get near the fire, the firemen in heaven will put the fire out and you won't even feel the heat.
圣经并没有说，当你走近这个烈火的时候，天上的消防员会扑灭那些火，甚至你不会感觉到热气。
No.
并不是这样讲的圣经。
He said,
神所讲的说话是这样的。
When you're going through these tough times,
当你经历这些苦难的时候
,First thing you must do is don't panic or be afraid.
第一件事你要做的呢就是不要惊慌不要惧怕。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
You can be sure that God is going to be right there with you to ensure your safety.
因为你可以肯定神会同你同在，并且保守你的平安。
Fear for the child of God is irrational.
对于神的儿女来讲， 害怕是不合理的。
Why?
为什么这样说呢？
The answer is in verse 1.
答案其实就在刚才那段经文里面的第一节。
The major reason God says do not be afraid is because I am with you.
神说不要惧怕，背后主要的原因呢，就是我与你同在。
However, God gives us another reason.
但是神给了我们另外一个的理由。
Verse 1 says,
在第一节那里说，
I have redeemed you.
我救赎了你。
This is a direct cause for not fearing.
这个呢，是我们不需要害怕的最直接的原因来的。
Freedom from fear is the mark of your redemption.
自由无惧，这个呢，就是你得赎，即是得到救赎那个的记号了。
Freedom from fear is the sign of your salvation.
自由无惧，亦都呢，是你蒙拯救的那个的记号。
Freedom from fear is the indication of your total dependence and trust in God.
自由无惧就是你完全信靠神的一个的标志。
When Jesus redeemed us on the cross,
当主耶稣基督在十字架上面救赎了我们的时候，
He secured our freedom from sin and freedom from the punishment of sin.
他同时呢，亦都是救赎我们脱离了罪和刑罚，能够获得自由。
But even more than that,
但是远远呢，其实是远远不止这么少的。
When Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣是死在十字架上面的时候，
He paid the ransom so that we may be granted freedom from eternal judgment.
他亦都是付出了代价，让我们免除永恒的审判。
But included in the price is the freedom from fear.
主耶稣亦都付出了使我们脱离恐惧的代价。
And that is why you cannot say, I am saved and yet live in bondage of fear.
所以你不应该说，我得救了，但是我仍然生活在恐惧的奴役底下。
When Jesus paid for your freedom,
当耶稣为你的自由付上了代价，
He paid for the freedom from fear.
他同样亦都为我们脱离恐惧付出了代价。
Are you saved today?
你今日系咪已经得到拯救呢？
Have you accepted that price that Jesus paid on the cross for you?
你系咪已经接受咗耶稣喺十字架上边为你付出嘅代价呢？
If you have not, you can do that today.
如果你仲未接受嘅话，你今日就可以接受。
But if you have,
如果你已经接受咗嘅话，
and you give in to your fears,
但是你却是屈服在恐惧底下，
or nurse your fears,
又或者是姑息你的恐惧，
or see fear as a friend,
又或者甚至将恐惧当成是你的朋友，
then you are undermining the work of Christ on the cross.
那你其实正是在贬低耶稣基督在十字架上面的工作。
You are undermining your salvation.
你亦都系否定咗你所得到嘅救恩。
You are belittling the freedom and the salvation that God has given you.
你正系喺度轻视神赐俾你嘅自由同埋救赎。
And that is why we're going to see in the next messages how intimacy with God and fear are not compatible.
所以我哋就会喺下一集嘅节目里边，去讲下同神亲近同埋恐惧之间系几咁唔协调啦。
But I want to give you a few things to think about for today's broadcast.
但系喺今日嘅节目里边咧，我系想让到你喺思考信息里边咧有几个嘅重点。
First,
第一个重点系
acknowledge that fear is of Satan.
要知道恐惧是来自撒旦的。
Second,
第二个的重点是
fight fear in the same way you fight all spiritual warfare.
用所有属灵征战同样的方法来去胜过恐惧。
How?
怎样去做呢？
By claiming and clinging to the promises of God.
就是支取并且信靠神的应许。
Let me give you a few examples before we close.
在临结束之前，我们来举几个的例子。
In Genesis 15:1, God said,
在创世纪十五章的一节那里说，
Do not be afraid, I am your shield, your very great reward.
那里说，不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大地赏赐你。
Do not be afraid, for I am with you, I will bless you.
不要惧怕，因我与你同在，会大大赐福你。
In Exodus 14:13, God said,
在出埃及记的14章13节那里，神说，
Do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you.
那里说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩。
In Deuteronomy 20, verses 3 and 4, God said,
在申命记二十章三至到四节，神就说，
Do not be faint-hearted or afraid.
那里说，不要胆怯。
Do not be terrified or give way to panic before them.
也都说，不要惧怕战惊，也不要因他们惊恐。
In Joshua 8:1, God said,
在约书亚记的八章一节那里，神说，
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged.
不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
In 1 Chronicles 28:20, God said,
在历代志上28章20节，神说，
Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you.
不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在。
In Psalm 27:3, the psalmist looks at the enemy's army that was about to come upon him, and he said,
在诗篇27篇第三节那里提到，当诗人看见敌人的军队向他攻击的时候，他说，
Though an enemy besiege me, my heart will not fear.
虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕。
You see, I haven't even got to the New Testament yet.
你看，我还没讲到新约那里。
In the next program, I'm going to share with you some more of these steps.
在下次的节目里面，我将会和你分享有关这方面更多的内容。
But meanwhile, I want to thank you for listening to us.
但同时，我也要多谢你的收听。
It is my prayer that you will learn to have victory over fear.
我祷告，希望你能够真正学识战胜恐惧。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下集再见。